We are celebrating local fundraisers on ptbotoday.ca, brought to you by Shamong Family Dental. One of those is Catherine Hanrahan, who just made her 50th donation to Canadian Blood Services. Catherine, how did you get started donating blood?
Sure. My first blood donation was actually back in college, so probably 2001. And I did it because Canadian Blood Services came to my school. So they just set up a blood donation clinic at the school. A bunch of people did it. And it was a good experience. I didn't donate again right away. But once I moved to Peterborough, so around 2002, it just kind of became a little bit part of my, not quite routine. I would occasionally donate. But then my father had a surgery, a pretty serious, like a heart surgery. And I remember the surgeon telling my family, you know, if you want to do something, you should all go donate blood. He's going to use a lot of blood in this surgery. You should help us restock. And I thought that was a really cool, it was a very tangible thing to do to kind of help us feel better and feel, you know, like we were contributing in some way. And then from then on, I started donating really regularly. So I think I've donated almost as often as I can. There have been periods where I haven't gone as frequently as I could have, but for the most part, for most of the last 20 years, I've donated at every opportunity. As soon as I'm able to make the next donation, I book my appointment and go.
Incredible. And we do stories very routinely on the need for new blood donors. There's a very loyal brand of donor who, you know, you kind of fall into that envelope. What do you think the biggest misconception is for people out there who might not be, you know, looking as closely as they should at donating blood?
I think people maybe worry that it takes a lot of time. It really doesn't. You can book your appointment online, and you can reschedule it. I end up having to reschedule my appointments all the time just because I have a busy schedule and an unpredictable schedule. It's a really convenient online portal to do that. But the actual appointment itself is about 30 minutes. So honestly, it really doesn't take that much out of your day. And it's a quite pleasant experience. So the staff, the nurses there, and the other donors, it's really congenial and kind of fun, and people are chit-chatting, and there's cookies and chips and juice boxes and ice cream and snacks, and it's a really it's a real friendly vibe. I quite enjoy it. And I'll tell you, when the lockdowns first happened a couple of years ago, that was one of the things you could still do. So I felt like I was almost getting away with something, like I could go out and socialize at the blood donor clinic. So there are definite benefits, but there's a real, a nice community vibe there.
How important is it for, I mean, you're somebody who is an entrepreneur, you're involved in the Rotary Club. You're somebody who really takes pride on giving back to the community.
Yeah, I do. And I think when I donate blood, it feels like we all have people in our lives who are sick, who have various, you know, diseases, who require blood, who are going to need surgeries, who are going to need this life-saving thing. And it's one of those, when it's someone close to you, when it's someone you love, or someone you know, you always have that feeling of helplessness. Like, there's nothing I can do. Thoughts and prayers only go so far. But if you are eligible to donate blood and you do, it feels like you're doing a very tangible thing. And so it's just, you know, something you can carry in your heart. Like, I'm doing something to help. I'm making a difference in some way.
Catherine, thank you so much for taking the time today. Really, really appreciate it.
It was such a pleasure. Thanks so much, Jordan.
Catherine Hanrahan, realtor and bloodraiser, one of our region's great fundraisers.